Hi there, you're listening to the Kingdom Sexuality Podcast. We're Alana, Kyle, and Tira, friends who have a heart for intimacy and long to uncover God's truth and design for sexual freedom within marriage. If you enjoy listening to our episodes or like our content over on Instagram, would you consider leaving a review or subscribing? It really helps. Welcome here.
Welcome to another episode of Kingdom Sexuality. I'm Tira with Alana and Kyle. And today we're going to be talking about spontaneous desire versus responsive desire. We got lots of good stuff in here for you today. But before we start, I'm just going to read a review titled Amazing, 5 stars. As a newly married woman, this podcast has tackled the subject of sex in a godly way. I am biblically based way and in a fun way. I am uber grateful I found them through their Instagram and their super fun stories. Seriously, if you're single, married, engaged, dating, widowed, whatever your relationship status is, they cover it all and never exclude anyone. Thank you for this. I look forward to your many more episodes. My music 17. Ah, love that. Thank you. Good. All right, the verse for today, Philippians 4, verse 6. Don't be pulled in different directions or worried about a thing. Be saturated in prayer throughout each day, offering your faith-filled requests before God with overflowing gratitude.
Sweet.
All right.
Okay, so tell us, Tira, what is responsive desire versus spontaneous desire? Well, I feel like we've talked about this before.
Yeah.
We just haven't devoted an entire episode to actually like diving deeper into it.
Yeah. So spontaneous desire is desire that emerges naturally and without any apparent trigger. I mean, I get a little bit of triggers, but it's easily ready to go. Mm-hmm. Your body can be turned on randomly, inappropriate,
right?
You know, scenarios. Responsive desire is desire that emerges in response to sexual stimuli or emotional connection. So this is where you need more, your body will respond after the fact. So it's not necessarily feeling turned on right away like it is with spontaneous. It
needs to be activated.
Yeah. Yeah. So there's lots of stuff that goes into both of those. I think in our culture, in, you know, our movies and shows and stuff, everything is spontaneous desire. Mm-hmm. Shows everybody, you know, like, oh my goodness, you're so perfect and everything happens and fireworks fly and it's all good. And responsive desire is never mentioned, you know, like, and so it can really feel like, especially if you are more responsive desire, that you are broken or that you need to be fixed. You need to fix yourself so that you can be more spontaneous.
Right.
And that actually can be the worst thing for a responsive desire person to feel like, because that only brings on what we call the breaks.
Hmm. Yeah. If you haven't read Emily Nagoski's book, Come As You Are, read it.
Yeah.
It's like the best book at explaining all of this stuff. We'll link it in the show notes. I read it like a year and a half ago and it was just so clarifying.
Yeah.
It just made everything much more understandable and
I feel like validating.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Whatever desire you are is normal. Mm-hmm. There is no like this one is better or this one isn't.
Right.
Basically like if you want to desire your spouse, even if your body is not physically aroused and it's hard to do it, you are still wanting to be with your spouse. Mm-hmm. Like that is good. That is the starting place. Like there is nothing wrong with you. There are different seasons and things and everything that change as we mature, and it is all normal and you are not broken. Mm-hmm. I feel like that's like always her biggest message, and it feels so freeing. Yeah. And that it can get better. Mm-hmm. So what she talks about, and it's scientifically backed too, is there's science behind sexual desire. So your brain has a pair of mechanisms called the sexual excitation system and the sexual inhibition system. And Emily Nagoski calls it the accelerators and the brakes. So basically your brain analyzes what's going on currently and says whether it's a good time to have sex or not. And so everybody is different in what accelerators look like and what breaks look like. You know, for some, an accelerator, you know, a husband seeing wife in lingerie, boom, ready to go. Wife seeing your husband clean the dishwasher, boom, ready to go. You're like, that is all different. You know, when you're on vacation, you know, your accelerators are going to be pretty high because you have nothing breaking going on. The brakes, notice all the things where your body would go, yeah, no, this is, no, we got other stuff to worry about. Sex is not a priority right now. So if you're feeling stressed or anxious, or there's kids in the background that you can hear, or that to-do list didn't get fully done today, or you have issues at work, or you're feeling depressed, or like there's just,
or not emotionally connected.
And so basically where your desire comes in, or like even what we call our sex drive, is how sensitive your body is to those accelerators and brakes. And obviously, to really fully enjoy arousal and desire, you have to have more accelerators than brakes.
All gas, no brake.
And it's interesting because we can think of brakes as being all bad, but it's not. You know, like brakes is also for like when you're at school with your kids. That's a good time to have the brake on. Yes. Sex is not going to happen at that time. You know, so there is your body has a purpose for each of these
situationally. Yes, that makes sense.
So both, like, scientifically, both responsive and spontaneous have the same like physiological response. It's just different in how we get there. And what I found interesting was that one of these is more reliably associated with a satisfying sex life in a long-term relationship. And that was responsive desire. And I love that because you are working towards it. You aren't just having this firework sex all the time. Like, no, it's like you have chosen to be with the partner that you're with. And you're making it work and you're finding emotional connection. You're making each other, like each of your bodies, your hobby.
It's like a conscious decision.
And by viewing it as teamwork and not just like, oh man, my body is just, it takes so long to warm up. And I'm so like, I feel like a failure because I can't get there on time. And instead just go like, no, this is what my body is doing right now. Let's figure out ways to get those accelerators going and diminish the brakes.
I love that.
And
I can see how it would be confusing because I think for myself, not knowing the difference, assuming you automatically will have the spontaneous desire getting married. And for myself, I was like, oh, I realized I wasn't that. But then it's confusing because you're like, well, what's happening to me? Why am I not just turned on all the, like, how does that, where's the disconnect here? And so, then having to kind of learn that and realize it. Like, hopefully couples are listening early enough in their marriage that they can understand that and have those conversations and know what you are earlier on.
I think another thing that is really like freeing is knowing that, you know, when you were dating and you felt turned on all the time and you're like, oh, I can't wait till I'm married and I can just do this whenever I want. And then you get married and all of a sudden it's like, where are those same feelings? Why am I not feeling turned on like it did when we were dating? And the reason being is when you're dating, you have almost all your accelerators up and you barely have any breaks. You are not having real life. You're not having to do the dishes. You're not doing finances. You're not doing, you are purposely thinking about your future spouse all the time. You're texting, you're making sure that each other is feeling connected and that you're loving and you're like, you are you're turning each other on on purpose and building those accelerators with no breaks. And then once you get married, you have a lot more breaks. Oh, he snores. Oh, he doesn't do this. Oh, she is messy. And all of a sudden your breaks start going up and there isn't that intentional, like, oh, I just love you so much. Oh, I just love you so much. Oh, I just love you so much.
The rose-colored glasses come off a little bit.
And so to feel okay that it's not that you, that something's wrong with you once you get married and all of a sudden there's no turned onness, you know, like that's why. Now you need to figure out how to increase your accelerators now and diminish those breaks. And what does that look like for you? How can you help your body with
responding well. And yeah, emotional connection is mm-hmm. often a big one. In Emily Nagoski mentions, like, this doesn't mean that you can just, like, that one spouse will just grab the other and go, hey, let's have sex, because you'll feel it once we start going. Mm. You know, like, it's not that.
Right.
Yeah, it's not license to do that.
Right. Yeah. It means we need to find you pleasure and tell your body that this is good mm-hmm. so that those accelerators can be there and the brakes diminish going, this is a good time to do this. And then that way, when you actually get to the act of having sex, mm-hmm. you're both going to feel good and both receive the pleasure that you're giving each other.
Love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think too, even in the moment, to be able to like be mindful of, maybe if you are more of a responsive desire and you're realizing it and you're like, oh my goodness, I've just been saying no because I don't actually feel like having sex right now.
Yes. Yeah.
You can take the time to be like, okay, think about it. This is what my spouse is asking. Like, if they're like approaching you about initiating sex, mm-hmm. it was in that episode. I think we talked about it. And then you can think, okay, is this something that I will enjoy once we get going? Like, mm-hmm. once we get started, will my body then be responsive?
Yeah.
Right. So like you can have that internal dialogue with yourself to be like, okay, maybe there are a couple of breaks happening right now, but I know the accelerators will start once mm-hmm. we get started too. Not like you said before, to use that as like you'll just get in the like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it is good. Like, yeah, if you know that you and your mm-hmm. spouse are in a good place and, mm-hmm. and that this would be a good time to have sex, a good time to mm-hmm. create more connection and intimacy, right. then go, I think I'll say yes, because I know mm-hmm. that I will get there later. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You actually think about it. Okay. What logically, like what breaks really are inhibiting us mm-hmm. from doing this right now, or from me?
Yeah.
What's actually in my way of saying yes to this?
Yeah.
Like, what is it?
Yeah. The other cool thing with these two different types of desires is that they can change over your time. Mm. It is not that you are stuck in one specific desire your whole life. Mm-hmm. So things change, they ebb and flow in different seasons, you know, kids, no kids.
Yeah.
After. Yeah. It can change.
I think the other thing too is it's like, it's not just male and female. Men can be responsive and spontaneous. Women can be responsive and spontaneous. Typically there are more men that are more spontaneous mm-hmm. and more women that are more responsive, mm-hmm. but there are also lots that go the other way. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think it's like a 70-30 split-ish is what our recent polls have shown. 70% of men being the higher drive or more spontaneous.
Yeah.
And women, 30% of women being the lower drive or more responsive. But we also don't want to leave out that 30% of women, because oftentimes they can feel like
mm-hmm. I'm isolated.
I'm the only one like this. Yes. No one else is like me. No one else mm-hmm. you know, is always the one initiating, always one desiring mm-hmm. her husband spontaneously. Like, no, we see you. Like, mm-hmm. you mm-hmm. are validated in how you feel mm-hmm. and how you feel about sex right now.
Yeah.
And that's good.
Yeah.
Lean into that. God put that there. It's good.
Yeah. And I feel like by maybe labeling it by spontaneous responsive instead of a high drive, low drive.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
Like it doesn't feel as gender specific.
Yeah.
And it puts the low drive person, because low can be more, have a negative connotation to it. Whereas mm-hmm. responsive is like more different than negative.
Okay. All right, guys. Well, that was a good amount of information in a short amount of time.
Yeah.
But I think we covered it all.
Yeah. So if you have any other questions, feel free to email us or send us a DM.
Yeah.
About it. I can pray.
All right.
Okay. Dear Jesus, we just thank you that you made us all unique and different, and you've put these different desires in us. And so I just ask that you would bless the people listening, and that they would just have a deeper understanding of who you made them to be, and how they can serve their spouse well in whatever desire they have. And so I just ask you would bless conversations around this and the intimate times these couples are having. Amen.
Amen.
Hey friends, thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you like our content, please like, review, and subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts, and tell your friends too. Thanks so much for journeying with us today as we tackled the hard questions and dive deep into godly intimacy. Make sure you follow us on Instagram to see more of our content and check the show notes for any links we might have mentioned in today's episode. We're so grateful to be on this journey with you, and we can't wait to see you in the next episode.